Isa in Islam. As Muslims, we have the five pillars of faith. We have the Shahada, confession of faith, the Salat, which is prayer, we have Zakat, which is almsgiving and charity. We have Sawm, which is fasting, especially during the Ramadan, and we have the Hajj, a pilgrimage to Mecca. We are taught that the Quran was revealed through the angel Jibril or Gabriel from God to Muhammad, peace be upon him, when he was 40 years of age, from the year 610 till the year that he died, 632 AD. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, grew up watching the flocks of his uncle. Later, the Prophet used to often go into the desert around Mecca. He learned from the quiet of the desert. At Eid al-Adha, the festival of sacrifice, we remember Ibrahim being willing to sacrifice his son out of obedience to God. On this day, we sacrifice something dear to us for our sins, such as the goat that we have taken care of for months and that ate at our table, and that we treated like one of our household. Our whole family, and especially our children, feel the pain as the goat was their friend and their playmate. As Ibrahim was willing to sacrifice his son, so God came to us and sacrificed Isa, Jesus, out of pure love for us. Isa came to show us how to live, and he commanded us to love each other. He became the ultimate in love when he allowed himself to be crucified, to be the final sacrifice for our sins of selfishness. And that is God's gift to us. So if we can accept that gift, then we are forgiving for our lack of love and the sins of selfishness, and we receive eternal life. Then there's the question, but I have learned that Isa did not die. In Surah An-Nisa 4:157, it says that the Jews slew him not, nor crucified him. It did not say that Isa did not die. The Jews did not kill Jesus, but insisted that the Romans crucify him. In Surah Al-Imran 55, we read, "And remember when Allah said, O Isa, I will take you and raise you to myself and clear you of those who disbelieve." In Arabic, we read the word mutawafika for the word take. The root word is tawafa, which is used 26 times in the Quran. 24 times it is translated as to die or to cause one to die. The Turkish Quran translation is correct. It says, I will cause your death or I will kill you. Hence, the correct translation of Surah Al-Imran 55 is, "And remember when Allah said, O Isa, I will cause you to die and then raise you to myself." In Surah Maryam 19:33, Isa says about himself, "Blessed was the day that I was born, blessed was the day that I died, and blessed was the day that I was resurrected." And we have the egg symbol of rebirth and purity, and has been used for centuries as decorations in mosques. It is clear from the Quran and the Bible that the world was created by the Kalimatullah, meaning the Word of God. When the world was created by the Word of God, the Almighty hid a lot of secrets and parallels in nature for us to discover. The egg symbolizes new life, spring, hope, and other life-bringing qualities for mankind. In ancient times, the egg was also the symbol of the universe and of creation. When we see the egg, we see one egg, just like we see God or Allah as one. He is not two or three eggs. God, Allah is one, absolutely singular and not plural. However, when we take a closer look at the egg, we see that it is in three parts. The egg yolk in the center, the egg white surrounding the yolk, and finally the egg shell, which we see. All three are completely different in composition and substance. Yet, if one of the three components is missing, the egg would not be complete to bring forth life. The egg yolk symbolizes God, the Almighty Creator, in the center, from whom life springs forth, and he is hidden from our sight. The egg white, with its nutritional value, signifies the Holy Spirit, who feeds us, yet is also hidden from us. The egg shell gives form to the egg and is visible to us as humans. The shell denotes Isa, the outward manifestation to mankind of God's hidden life-bringing qualities. For us to have access to the Holy Spirit or to the Father, the shell, Isa, had to be broken. If one of the components is missing, it cannot bring forth life. So all three are very important. In Isa, we see that God is most merciful and loving towards us. As Jesus said, God sent me not to condemn the world, but that I might save the world, it says in John 3:17. In the Quran, we see that Isa, Jesus, is mentioned 25 times. Muhammad, peace be upon him, is cited 4 times. Why is this importance given to Isa? Isa is referred as the Ru'Allah, meaning the soul or the spirit of God. He is also called the Kalimatullah, which is the word of God. He was born of the Virgin Miriam, or Mary, who is the only woman mentioned in the Quran. So for us Muslims, Isa represents the spirit and the word of God, who came into the world through supernatural birth. It is not important whether we see Isa as the Son of God or the soul of God or the word of God. Is our word not us? If we give our word, we should keep it. Clearly, your soul is you, as my soul is me. This clarifies that Isa, Jesus, the Ru'Allah and the Kalimatullah, the soul and the word of God, is God, just like our word and our soul is us. For this reason, Isa is mentioned 25 times in the Quran. When we go to the market and we want to buy something, then we make sure that what we purchase has more value to us than what we pay for it. Otherwise, we wouldn't buy it. Isa bought us with his life's blood, which shows that in God's eyes, we have greater value than the value that he puts on himself. The eggshell has to be broken to get to the egg. So Jesus was broken for us to have access to God. This much love is beyond our human comprehension. But if we can and will reach out our hand to accept that undeserved gift, it will break our hearts and we will want to change forever. In the day of judgment, we will have to give account for our deeds and we will be punished accordingly. The verdict is that I am guilty for my sins of selfishness. Yet because I have accepted Isa's sacrifice, Isa steps forward and takes my place. I go free. I am shocked. I stand in awe. The innocent has traded place with the guilty. A prayer. Dear God and my father Ibrahim, peace be upon him, I ask you in all humility to manifest yourself to me, as I desire a living relationship with you, just like he had. I sincerely request that I may get to know you on a personal level and that you will forgive my sins. And if Jesus really gave his life as a sacrifice for my life so that I can be forgiven, then I earnestly reach out and accept that sacrifice and I ask for your spirit of love and your gift of eternal life. God's love and plan for us and the way back to him through Isa is clearly explained by his disciples. There are downloads on the website, the Gospels and the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, to learn about who Jesus was and about his life. As Muslims, let us be known by our zakat and our love. There's a beautiful picture of our Muslim sisters feeding the homeless. Then I see the final jihad. I see that much violence and bloodshed will come in the final jihad. The Mahdi will gather the followers of Islam to do battle with the Masih Dajjal, the false Messiah, and his forces of kafirs, the non-believers and the mushriks, the polytheists. We can see it crystallizing. In the end, when all is totally hopeless and beyond repair, then God will show us his ultimate mercy again and Isa will return. Isa will unite the remains of mankind and there will be a peaceful government. It says in The Sun, 2004, page 209, in the Shahi Muslim 41, 7023. War shall be learned no more. The weapons shall be beaten into farming tools, it says in Isaiah 2, verse 5, and violence shall no more be heard in your land. Isaiah 60, verse 18. Isa teaches us that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, and the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Matthew 5, verses 5 and 9. Let us be known as peacemakers. Jesus said, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. As the universe turns on a precision timetable, so we have arrived at the threshold of time in world history where hundreds of prophetic scriptures are about to be fulfilled. Better prepare and study a man of sufficient stature. It's a free download at johanpeters.in. Now, if you take the time to write me, info@johanpeters.in, and I will take the time to answer.